And that is Apache Dropout here on WFMU. Oh my God, that was so amazing. All right, I'm going to let you guys just so you rest a little. You can catch your breath after that intense set. And I'll back announce your songs for you. So here's what we heard live here on WFMU from Apache Dropout. We heard Carrion Fleas. We heard Radiation. Katie Verlaine. Sitting Around. Sylvia. Archie's Army. I-80. Heavy Windows. And Candy Bar. All from Apache Dropout. All the way from Bloomington, Indiana. And, hey guys, why don't you introduce yourselves and tell us what instruments you play?
My name is Sonny, and I play the guitar and I sing.
My name is Nathan. I play the bass.
I'm Seth. I hit on the drums.
Well, guys, that was an amazing set. Oops. What happened? What's going on? All right. And you are playing tonight at the Cake Shop. Right, in Manhattan?
That's true.
With the Home Blitz, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The wonderful Home Blitz, which we love here on FMU. And they recently played, and they're so good. And you actually have played previously on FMU. So you guys know what's going on, right? You know the deal.
Yeah, we played with Jason, who plays in Home Blitz.
Yeah, it was
a good
time.
It's a little incestuous, like all good, all good music somehow overlaps. That's how we'll say it. Exactly.
Yeah, we ate pizza together with Jason. You know, he's a good friend of ours. We've eaten pizza with him many times. It was beautiful.
Really? I see. The funny thing is, I thought he was lactose intolerant.
Oh, we're a vegan band, so it's perfect.
So you guys...
Yeah, cheeseless pizza.
Nice.
It's this thing out there.
That's exactly it. Vegs power. Anyway, so you have this great new album out on Trouble in Mind, which you guys are touring in support of, correct, right?
Yeah.
Called Bubblegum Graveyard. You want to tell us anything about the title of that?
It just popped into my head one day when I was dreaming about graveyards and bubblegum music, I guess. I have this wonderful vision of a world which is almost as good as the past, and I wanted to create something where people can see it rising up and coming back to get you and rocking and rolling, because there's not a lot of that going on these days like there used to be.
You know what? I think that is an aptly titled name for your album, because it actually evokes, yes, an amalgam of, like, you know, bubblegum, but guitar and drums, rock and roll. I mean, it's what you guys are all about. Like, I had to describe you guys, and I just was like, oh, it's like every style of good guitar and drums, rock and roll since 1965, you know? 66. Well, 65, because you have a little poppy thing.
Hey, we like that 63 yeah. sound, too.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. But I mean, at least you're not ahistorical, is my point. But it's like, I love the cover. People, if you haven't seen the cover of the album, it looks like Back from the Grave, like one of those old comps, right?
Bill from Trouble in Mind drew it for us. But if you haven't looked at it through 3D glasses, you haven't really seen it.
Then I haven't really seen it.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's coming at you.
Oh, I need to see it in HD, man. All right. So, anyway, so Apache Dropout, so Bloomington, Indiana, that's a rock and roll town. So what's it like there? Like, so like the Panics walking around and Gizmos?
Actually, yeah, we got some of the Panics
what?
Walking around. The Gizmos are all gone, I think, from Bloomington, but... I used to work at like a grocery store, and I would sell food to the Panics on a regular basis. You know,
oh my God.
Ian from the Panics played saxophone, trumpet. He played trumpet on our first album, just because he was one of the only guys around with a trumpet, and it just worked out.
You know, I just totally said that as a fluke, but that is so awesome. I love that story. Like, so you were like, you checked Ian from the Panics out at the supermarket, and then you said, "You have a band." Seriously, that's how you did it. You recognized him while you were checking him out.
A friend of ours named John Terrell, who did a lot of helped out a lot on the album. He did the cover. He did the horn arrangement, the beautiful horn arrangement on the one song that we had horns on. And he is a good friend of Ian's from back in the day. Of course, he was in the Walking Ruins with Ian.
And the Dancing Cigarettes.
Yes. Oh, Dancing Cigarette. Wow. See, this is like, I wish Liz French was here because that's another associate producer because, like, she is from, I don't know if she's from Bloomington. She's definitely a Hoosier. She's definitely from Indiana. So like.
We have a new single out with John Terrell. We're backing him up on his songs, which is really fun. Really good time. And he's a great songwriter. He's a great friend.
Oh, and a total freak.
Oh, man. Look at this. Wow. Okay. Well, there you go. See, you guys have the total rock and roll legacy, just carrying the torch of good guitar and drums rock and roll. I love it. So, all right. So, actually, so you got this great new, the album is fantastic. It's new, out on Trouble in Mind. It's called Bubblegum Graveyard. It's beautiful. It's got 3D cover. Did not know. What the? And you have a Facebook page. I'm trying to urge you to get a Twitter account because you've exploded the Twitter world, man. Everyone's Twittering all about you. So, and
there's one thing I want to do to it. It's exploded.
And you're playing tonight at the Cake Shop in Manhattan. Tell us about your tour a little bit.
It's been a long one. It's been a mighty long tour. It's 4 weeks today, and we still got another 9 days left. So we're kind of worn out. But we played at a college show with a bunch of like young kids last night, so we feel a little rejuvenated, a little like drinking beers like we were 20 or something last night. So feeling good. We played with some great bands. Danny and the Darlenes from Detroit. That's Danny Croha's new band.
Oh, woo! Nice! We love Danny Crow.
Yeah, we've been playing with No Bunny and Bad Sports a lot, and that's been...
And I'm sorry, who else are you playing with?
Sorry. No Bunny and Bad Sports.
Oh, two other great bands. Wow.
No Bunny on an awesome tour.
I likes it. Very good. You guys are super cool.
Thank you.
Cool. You know, I also... Oh. I also like you. You're just so super nice and polite. Nice. Even though you're...
Good old Midwestern boys.
Exactly. You know what? It is the Midwestern thing. I think anyone from the Midwest is super friendly and nice.
That's not true.
And super rock and roll. All right. Yeah, that's probably not true, is it? That's like nice sweeping generalization. But and that's also taking away from your inherent niceness. But you know what? What we really care about is good guitar and drums, rock and roll, and yes, your new album, Bubblegum Graveyard, out on Trouble in Mind. Great tour. Tonight you're playing at Cake Shop, and then tell us, you remember any of your dates like coming up?
I need playing tomorrow at Death by Audio.
Yeah, see, that's what I wanted to put in there. Yes, yeah. So tomorrow you're at People. So tonight in Manhattan at the Cake Shop, tomorrow at Death by Audio in Brooklyn, and which is Sunday. And then where else are you playing?
Playing Tuesday in Philadelphia.
Oh, here we go. You know what? Tuesday in Philadelphia at Silk City. We got, you know what? My awesome associate producer, Paulie B, put all this information up for me. And it's sometimes I
sometimes you forget. We're playing Thursday in Cleveland with the almighty Obnox. Very excited.
Oh, sure. New album out on 12XU. Sure. Awesome. And then on September 20th, and that's September 20th, you're playing in Clevo with Obnox. And then September 21, in Detroit at the Logger House. Do you know who you're playing with? Or...
Playing
Detroit.
With Cheap Time and Bob Log.
Oh, God. Great bands. I'm going to have Cheap Time coming up. They're coming up in October. Right. Wow. This. Look at that, people. Look. And you're back at home on... wow, you're going to play... you're playing Chicago on the 21st and 23rd at Lafayette. And then 24th, you're back at home. The homecoming show, right? September 24th?
Yeah, it's exciting.
All right, I know you guys are super tired. All right, listen. Thanks for playing. You did a great set. Everybody, ooh, go see them tonight at the Cake Shop in Manhattan. If people are listening in the tri-state area, or tomorrow at Death by Audio in Brooklyn, or September 18th in Philadelphia at Silk City, Buffalo, New York, on September 19th. All right, guys, thank you so much. Let's hear it for the catchy dropout.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you, Stu and Mike Engineering. And guys, I'm going to let you guys. Oh, that was awesome. Thank you, guys.